behalf of KYT.
Get ready, get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Welcome to G Smooth City, where you're a citizen, with your host, Pastor G Smooth Denny.
Hello, thank you again for tuning in to this broadcast. For truly, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you again for all of the supporters, all of those of you who are thought worthy of sending your support through financial blessings. It is a blessing that that you've thought about this ministry enough to send a financial seed. And note that when you plant a seed into good soil, you will come to find that that seed will reap a harvest. And seeds, when they're planted and they're planted in the right place and they're planted by the right person, believe it or not, God richly blessed that seed. So we are thanking all of you that are planting seeds in this ministry, and we're asking that you would continue to plant seeds in this ministry as much as possible. For note that your seeds that you plant, it do help those who are in need. It helps keep this broadcast going. It also helps and allow me to go into the prisons and help some of the inmates that may need a little assistance, because there are a lot of inmates that are up in the jails that don't have any assistance at all. Nowadays, the prisons have become to be a business of money making, and the essential things that they need as soap and towels and deodorant and toothpaste and all of that, you just don't know that those things are not being given to those inmates like you may think. And if they don't have any monies in their account, then they can't get these things. I know you say, well, hey, nobody put them there. No, yeah, that's true. But remember that we all do make mistakes and we all fall short. But just because a person made a mistake doesn't mean that we have to make the mistake in not supporting them and helping them to be a better person. Now I want to turn my attention to my pastor, Dr. Joshua Jordara. His pastoral anniversary had begun on Thursday, and it continued yesterday, which was Friday. And today there will be a brunch for Sister Dara and a banquet at 6 p.m. for Dr. Joshua Jordara. And Sunday, there will be the service. He has a service that will be at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. So all of you that are out there, if you choose to be a part of these festivities, we're asking you just to support Pastor Darrell. And look, when you support the pastor, why don't you give the man of God a financial blessing? You know, it's always good to bless the man of God. A lot of times we say, well, he don't need anything. Well, that's not for us to decide nor cipher. You know, just because a person look like they're doing good all of the time, still, that is not for us to cipher. We just want to bless the man of God. And God blesses us for blessing the man of God. And you got to know that only what you do for Christ is going to last. And if you're blessing him because of the Christ, then guess what? And every man of God, I believe, is worthy of double honors. And we want to bless him very mightily. And so we want to just take our hats off to him and Sister Dara for their pastoral anniversary that is underway. We thank you. Now we want to just briefly talk a little bit with you about a house is built by wisdom. A house is built by wisdom. A house is built by wisdom. Look, how many of you know the story of the three little pigs and the bad wolf? The three little pigs is a fable about three pigs who built three houses of different materials. A big bad wolf blows down the first two pigs' houses. made of straw and sticks, respectively, but is unable to destroy the third pig house made of bricks. And I just want you to know that the house that was made of bricks was made from three things: wisdom, knowledge, and above all, understanding. And my brothers and sisters, that's what we have to build our lives off of: wisdom, knowledge, and above all, understanding. You have to have a good means of communication with people in today's society in order to be built off of a house that is structured with our loved ones. It is how well do you communicate with people that you love. You know, sometimes people that we love are the ones that's so hard to communicate with. You try your best sometimes to communicate with that person, and that person is not understanding you, and you're not understanding that person. And what happens is you become frustrated, and then that's when turmoil sets in, and that's when you start elevating your voices. You ain't heard me. You know, you elevate your voice because after you've talked in a low tone from the beginning, then it exhalates to getting high, and then the next thing happens, good God Almighty, something that you don't want to happen. It's simply because your communication, you're not communicating across to one another clearly enough for them to understand each other. So look, my brothers and sisters, one of the best things that we can have in our homes, in our churches, on our jobs, with our friends and family and loved ones, is a good line of communication. You know, I know a lot of us are headstrong, and a lot of us have a strong personality, and a lot of us think that we know everything. You know how it goes. But I want you to understand that even in the midst of all of that, we ought to be able to come down and come together and try our best to understand each other. And then if you don't understand, why don't we just take a break, get in your corner, and think about it. And then when you've thought about it and got everything together, then you can come back again. But we must have a good line of communication with one another. And the other thing is that have you identified your communication killers? What kills communication? Well, one of the things that kills communication, even though it's a communicating device, is the internet. The internet is one of the baddest, or the, shall I say, the worstest communication killer that we have. You know, you can do good things through the internet, but you can do a whole lot of bad things because we tend to want to communicate the bad things more than we communicate with the good thing. You know, another thing that is a communication killer is a cell phone. Good God Almighty. You know, we live on our cell phones, texting. We're driving down the road, and that's all we're doing is we're texting. Now, we're at the red light, we're texting. We're in the restroom, we're texting. We're in the bathtub, we're texting. When we're eating, we're texting. And when we're on the phone, we are texting. Texting, texting, texting. And then I see some of them, man, you text so fast, it make my head spin. Good God Almighty. I haven't gotten there yet of texting that fast. Some of us text so fast, till I don't know how to get it all in there. But it's a communication killer. Television. As another means of communicating, and it kills and it destroys a lot of our lives in this society because of what you're focusing on, what you're watching, what you're geared on. You know, you find that Shoot Me Up, Kill Me Up episode on the TV and the gangster thing on the TV, and you find that our children are tapping into that, and they're beginning to communicate with that and relating to that. And the next thing you know is the television come alive. We have to be careful with our means, our lines of communication. We have to be careful with those things and devices that we're given to communicate with. Another thing is, do I encourage everyone to speak their mind? My brothers and sisters, you know, that is one of the things now, speaking your mind. I've gotten in so much trouble because I speak my mind. I have a strong nature. I'm aggressive, and because you find yourself aggressive and strong nature, sometimes what happens is that it doesn't go over well. It doesn't go over the way you think it should, and we have to be very, very careful with speaking our mind. It can be a good thing, and it can be a bad thing. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and speak your mind and then somebody cuss you out and you cuss them out back. Or somebody come out and do something and you go back and try to do something, because somebody going to end up with the raw deal of the stick. So, my brothers and sisters, be mighty careful in speaking your mind. Be mighty careful in speaking your mind. And if you can't do it respectfully, don't do it at all. So I just wanted to share just a little bit with you on communicating. Let's learn to communicate with our loved ones. Let's learn to communicate with our family. And look, most of all, you ought to learn how to communicate with God. Look, all you got to do is just call his name, and he'll answer you. And and that's a line that's never busy. You never get this. It doesn't have a – only way you disconnected from God is you didn't disconnect yourself from God. And so I tell you, learn to communicate with God, not just when you want something, not just when things are going bad, but communicate with him when things are going good. A good line of communication is the best thing for any relationship. A line of communication is good for you, good to you. And guess what? When you can communicate, the mountaintop is the limit. So look, I want you to always tune into this broadcast. I want you to remember that we do need your support. You can make any check or money orders out to Second Nazarene Baptist Church. You can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Or you can just cash app it to $Gregory Tenney. Gregory Tenney, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Tenney, T-E-N-N-I-E. Again, that's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, T-E-N-N-I-E. And put a $ in front of Gregory. And I promise you that every seed that you sow, it will be used wisely. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part. And remember, the best is yet to come.
My King, for your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor, come and say, find favor in your sight.
Heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Emeritus Grady Blackwell. I'm coming to you live from the radio station, 88.1. We thank you for tuning in. I'd like for you to tell everybody, call them on the phone, and tell them that Pastor Emeritus Grady Blackwell with the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. I'd like to say to you right now, thank you for tuning in. I want you to know that this radio station is a blessing to the community, and it's a blessing to our church. Look, let me tell you about First St. Mark Baptist Church real quickly. First St. Mark Baptist Church, that have church service every Sunday. We start at 10 o'clock with Sunday school, 11 o'clock regular worship service, and we go on and on. On Monday, we celebrate recovery from alcohol and drugs and different things like that from 6 to 7 on a Monday. On a Wednesday, certainly we have a fundraiser where we sell lunches, but on Wednesday we have prayer service. We have Bible study from 6:30 until 7:30. Every Wednesday. And we don't go over that time because we realize some people have other things that they want to do. And during the other months, we have children going to school, and we don't want to keep them overtime. But we have some good Bible study on Wednesday. People that attend, they hate to miss. I tell you that right now, because they have such a wonderful time studying the Word of God and hearing the Word of God talk about, teach, and sometimes preach. But that's on a Wednesday. On a Thursday, we have a community free prayer breakfast. Biscuit, toast, eggs, bacon, sausage, grits. And some people talk good, real good about the grits, you know. Some people say they come just for the grits only. Never seen grits cooked so good as on a Thursday morning at the community free prayer breakfast at First St. Mark Baptist Church. Now the time for that breakfast is 8:30 in the morning, 8:30 until 10, or until it run out. So we thank you. We just wanted to mention those things. First St. Mark is open almost every day of the week. You can come in and ask for prayer, and you get prayer. You can call in and ask for prayer. The number you call right now is 318-541-0427. That's the number you can call for almost anything. Prayer, just anything. Having a hard time, just want to sit down and talk to somebody. First St. Mark is there, and they want to be a beacon in the community, a light in the community where you can go and get some kind of relief, some kind of way. So I just wanted you to know that. I want to say happy Father's Day to everyone, all these fathers that may be listening. Happy Father's Day. It's your day on tomorrow. Now, today is Juneteenth. We know that. And Juneteenth has been made a federal holiday. And that is just a blessing from the Lord on high that Juneteenth has been made a federal holiday. I would say to the people, let us continue to celebrate Juneteenth, just like we celebrate some of the other holidays. But I would be more special. Pull out the grill, throw some meat on there, have a barbecue, celebrate Juneteenth. The Lord has blessed us. with a federal holiday for Juneteenth. And we just want to continue to celebrate and be thankful to the Lord for making this possible. Now, I wanted to say a little something about Father's Day. You know, our time on this is always limited because we only have 15 minutes. Again, I'm Pastor Emeritus Grady Blackwell with the First St. Mark Baptist Church. And I was looking in my Bible, and I seen something in Acts and in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, the 11th through the 16th verse. I'm not going to read it, but you can just go in and look at it as you want to. Let's do a prayer. We're just going to say just a short prayer for Father's Day. Let's bow our head, put our mind on the Lord. Our Father, on this Father's Day Eve, we're grateful that we can call you Father. By addressing you as Father, we are aware that this expresses the love, the care, the protection, and the provision that you have given to us. Help us as earthly Father, our Father, to express some of these same qualities in our relationship. You are infinite and all-knowing. We are finite and so limited in our knowledge. Help us to pattern our lives on you and use what knowledge we have in an effort to find and to do your will. We just thank you, Lord, for being a Father that we can pattern after, Father that we can raise our family after. Thank you. Please forgive us our sin and guide us with your Spirit. This we pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. One thing I wanted to talk about in Fathers, and just something short, if I can. Remember, we're looking at 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, verses 11 through 16. That's what we're looking at. You may not have your Bible, but I'll just go. I tell you what I was looking at. There's a guy named Kenneth Chaplin, and in his book, he wrote, Help, I'm a Layman, wrote of a time several years ago when he came home from the office just in time for the evening meal. They had hardly began to eat when his five-year-old daughter asked him if he would be home that night. And he was embarrassed to answer because if he would be home that night, he was embarrassed to answer because he was scheduled to speak to a group of people on the topic, what a good father ought to be. Now, this guy, you know, he home at Father's Day, but he was going to leave and going to speak at a place on what a father ought to be. And yet his five-year-old girl sitting at the dinner table asked him, was he going to be there for Father's Day? But he told him what he was going to do. One thing he decided to do, he decided to say, why don't I let her participate and I'll feel a lot better? So he took out a notepad and he laid it down. He said, look to the five-year-old, write me something down on this paper what you think a father ought to be like. And so the little girl, his daughter, five-year-old, began to write. And as they were eating at the table, every once in a while, she would grab up in his lap and whisper something in his ear. And one thing she started whispering, one thing she said, catch a fish. Then after a while, she wrote another little note, build a fire, fly a kite, catch a butterfly, plant a flower, get a kitty cat out of the mud. And she went on with this, and I kind of thought about it. I was going to take these same notes to that meeting where I had to speak on a topic on what a father ought to be. But he said he began to think about it, none of these things cost any money. And sometimes we fathers spend so much time on getting the right amount of money so we can buy our children something to make them, we think, feel good. But I'm hearing here that it don't take so much money, but it takes us, fathers. It takes us to make children really feel wanted and feel happy if we could just listen at what this five-year-old girl has said. Do just a little thing. It don't take a lot of money, but it take a lot of you. Take a lot of love. Playing with the kids, doing the things that they do, and letting them know that you are there for them. So I just wanted to get that point across on Father's Day. And I have just a little bit more. A father is so important to us. Sometimes we do some things that we shouldn't do. One of the things that we do wrong, your life is like a vapor. Other biblical texts categorize life in the same manner as a declining shadow. And that's in the book of James. A whiff of breath, a vanishing cloud. The thought is something fleeting and entrancing. Here, one moment, and certainly gone. The brevity of life should compel us to emphasize only the truly important. We pour out so much of ourselves into meaningless. Consider this true story of children of a family who was left largely in the care of servants. All I'm trying to say, this family was rich. They had servants that took care of them all the time. They was that rich. And there's some families like that now. But when the father lost his fortune, the servant was discharged, and the parent cared for the little one. One evening, when the father returned home after a day of anxiety and business tension, his little girl climbed up on his knee and wrapped her arms around his neck. She said, "Papa, don't you get rich again. You did not come into our room when you were rich, but now we can come around you and get on your knees and kiss you. Don't get rich again, please, Papa." This story illustrates how zealous and ambitious we are to provide for the things our family supposedly want. Yet in our effort, we leave out what the real effect of our labor is to leave them in abundance. So it is with our relationship to God. One of the things that we just need to concentrate on is just being there for our children and our family, not only on Father's Day, but on every day that we possibly can. I'm reminded that fathers in the Bible, when Jesus felt that his father, God, had forsaken him. Because he said, you heard the scripture, he said, my God, why has thou forsaken me? And God said, I haven't forsaken my son. But he got the sin of the whole world on his shoulders, on his back. And I can't get through him when he got all that sin. And it's the same thing with us. We try to get a prayer through to the Lord, but sometimes we can't because of the sin. And the sin will block out God coming into us, block out a prayer that we have for the Lord. But the Lord say, yeah, this is my son, and I can't get to him, but I want to show the people that I am his father. And I know one of the things that we know, when your father has forsaken you, that's a bad thing. Other people can kick to the curb, but not that. Let me tell you something. God told his son, don't shine no more, the moon will drip away in blood. But he told him that this is my son named Jesus dying on the cross. thank y'all so much for listening to this radio station. Thank you for listening to First St. Mark Radio Ministry. And